From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Photograph of a bloodied young boy injured in a devastating airstrike in the Syrian city of Aleppo has captured the attention of people around the world as it circulates through traditional and social media channels. Meanwhile, Russia has indicated that it is ready to support a 48-hour ceasefire in Aleppo in order to allow aid deliveries. The UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has expressed frustration at the continuing violence preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid.
Not one single convoy in 1 month has reached any of the humanitarian besieged areas.
De Mistura hopes a UN delivery task force reconvenes next week to discuss action rather than just hopes. South Sudan's former first vice president, Riek Machar, has fled to neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. Machar has been in hiding since early July, following clashes between his supporters and government troops in South Sudan's capital that has left at least 300 dead. Twitter says during the last 6 months it has suspended 235,000 accounts for promoting terrorism. Company says it brings the total number of suspensions to 360,000 since mid-2015. Obama administration says a $400 million cash payment to Iran 7 months ago was contingent on the release of a group of American prisoners. It is the first time the U.S. government has so clearly linked the two events. State Department said negotiations to return the money were separate from the talks to release the prisoners. This is VOA News. For the first time since a deadly cholera epidemic broke out in Haiti in 2010, the United Nations has admitted that its peacekeeping troops played a significant role in the spread of the disease, which has killed nearly 10,000 people and infected hundreds of thousands of others. Haiti has tried to sue the United Nations for its part in creating the epidemic, but the UN has claimed diplomatic immunity. In U.S. politics, Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton spoke with a group of New York law enforcement leaders, talked about incidents in which African-American men were killed by police officers and police officers were gunned down by African-Americans.
I think it's obvious that recent events from Dallas and Baton Rouge to Milwaukee and across the country underscore how difficult and important the work is ahead of us to repair the bonds of trust and respect between our police officers and our communities.
For the first time since declaring his presidential run, Republican Donald Trump offered an extended apology to those who may have been hurt by his comments, saying that he regrets some of what he said in the heat of debate. Trump spoke at a rally in Charlotte, North Carolina, where he too addressed policing.
The chaos and violence on our streets and the assault on law enforcement are really and truly an attack against all peaceful citizens. If I'm elected president, this chaos and violence will end, and it will end very, very quickly.
A recent Washington Post ABC poll shows Clinton and her running mate lead Trump and his running mate by 50% to 42% among registered voters. Indonesia's new finance minister, Sri Mulyani Indrawati, spoke today with reporters about what she called her top priority, restoring credibility.
It happened to be in the past 2 years, the perception that all the figures in the budget has been decided in a way that create more question rather than clarity.
Indrawati, who was managing director of the World Bank for 6 years, says she expects the economy to grow faster in the second half of the year and post a full-year growth of 5.2%. And at the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Jamaican runner Usain Bolt has sprinted to another gold medal, winning the 200-meter race. He has now won 3 straight Olympic golds in both the 200 and 100-meter sprints. Get more on the Olympics at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.